The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop, and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our websites and purchase merch. Purchasing merch keeps us going and creating more content. Our websites are grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm swell.
Everything recording?
Everything's ready to go, man. I'm on it today.
I hate when you start the... So I start the DJI Mimo app on my phone, and every time I do it and connect to the camera, it straightens out the camera. So it goes boom, boom, boom.
Oh, so you have to
move it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because the app, you could do it in the app, but it's not very responsive. It's all... You move it, it's all...
Yeah. You should try that while driving. Yeah.
You said that you did that recently. You were driving, filming...
I'll be going and I'll lock onto the truck, but then when the truck gets closer to my truck, I'll have to reframe it because it will like go out of frame. And then if he passes me, the thing swings to my taillight then it won't catch him when he comes back. So I'm like driving and I'm reframing and I'm looking up and I'm moving the thing.
Yeah.
And it'll spin when it's on the hood, it'll spin around and it's looking at me. So I'm like looking at me on the thing and I'm looking up and I'm looking this, I'm looking up. All the while trying not to get in an accident.
Yeah. So you have all these clips of you just like this.
And then imagine seeing that on the road. So I'm not only just next to him. Sometimes I'm in the suicide lane. Uh-huh. And then when we make turns, I'm on the outside of him. Mm-hmm. So I have to make sure there's no one behind me because we'll just... Mm-hmm. Some old man was getting... He was so pissed at me the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's funny. That goes to show you, like, on big productions, how, like, they have, like, a camera car and they have, like, two people in the back. Like, yeah. It's a whole thing, right?
Whenever someone's driving me and I'm in the bed, I have to tell them, don't pay attention to me. Just drive down. You're the driver. You're not anything else except the driver.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, no, and that's a skill too. I've done that a bunch with you. And yeah, you have to do that. Also, I don't know. Is it really a thing anymore where, you know, you tell the person driving the other truck, like, you know, look forward, don't look at the camera? Because, like, sometimes it's cool when they look at the camera, like, do something interesting. Not all the time.
It depends on what it is, right? So if it's a feature, like, if you're doing show coverage, like when we go to Rolling in the Red Rocks and the person's looking at the camera and interacting, that's fun.
Yeah.
But when it's a feature about the truck.
You
want the person driving to almost not be there.
Oh, I see.
So you don't want interaction because you're not featuring the driver.
Right.
You're featuring the truck. So different situations call for different things.
Yeah.
Photos, especially like when you're doing rolling photos, I've done them to where every single photo is the person, he's looking at the camera.
And you're like, stop.
No, I'm like, don't look at the, that's where your eyes go to is his eyes. And
right.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. So how was your Christmas?
It was quiet, peaceful. Yeah.
Nice. Just that's hung good. Out.
Yeah.
Mine was the complete opposite.
It was?
It's wild and loud and... But it's fun. No, it was a ton of fun. Did the kid thing in the morning. The kids are getting older, so Christmas is kind of changing, you know?
How is that treating you guys?
It's not bad. I like it. You know, I enjoy it. Everybody knows I'm not, like, the biggest Christmas dude, you know? I give it up to Angie. Angie does so much work putting our Christmases together, you know? So, I fall into that, like, real stereotypical, like, dad hands off. So Angie's listening. I admit that.
Yeah.
But no, it's still great. And then, but yeah, they definitely changed over the years. I used to do this thing when they were really young. We'd do like a Merry Christmas from Custom Life. And then like we'd do something funny. Like one time I had all the wrapping paper on the floor and then had them underneath. I'm all like, Merry Christmas from the Custom Life. And then they jump out and say something. So we did that a few years and that was fun. But now that they're older, I don't think they're going to do, they'd be down to do that. Or maybe they will. I don't know. I didn't ask them, but, it was good though.
That's cool.
Yeah. Then we went down to my mom's and had Christmas dinner there, which was cool. So Yeah, it was a good day.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad. I got a new chair, which I'm not sitting in now. My mom got me a chair. She saw the podcast.
Oh.
And she's just like, what are you doing?
Is it there with you?
It is in a box in the living room.
Oh, you haven't put it together. I'm really curious to see how that goes because I have gotten two new chairs since I've basically went from a really cheapish kind of chair and then I stepped up to a little bit of a nicer chair. And that when I did that, when I put the chair together and I sat in it, I go, I hate this. And I reverted back to my old chair, which is the chair when you come over my house.
With a bungee cord around it.
Yeah. To keep the arms up.
Yeah.
And I reverted back to that chair. And what happened was that chair destroyed my back.
Oh,
So I finally was like, okay, well, I'm just going to sit in the new chair. And I got used to it and I actually loved it.
The problem was
you're so used to this one comfort thing. Mm-hmm. And then when you switch to it, I hated it. And then same thing happened. That chair broke. And then I got another chair and I did the same thing. I hated it. I went back to the old chair. It destroyed my back. I could barely get out of bed for two weeks.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
And so now, in the second, so I was like, okay, I'm just going to force myself to sit in this new chair. I did. Mm-hmm. No back problems.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because
it was
really
sitting on that old chair, there was no cushion.
Mm-hmm.
But it was comfortable.
That's why I have to add a cushion to mine.
Yeah, I added a cushion,
but I
couldn't. It was uncomfortable with the added cushion.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm just curious to see how you go to sit in the new chair. You're either going to I love this, or you're going to go, I don't know if I'd like this.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm very okay. I have a thing, right? So I'm particular. I've looked at, and by the way, this is riveting. So you stick with us. So the chair that my mom got me is a gaming chair.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm not really about the aesthetic. I like old things. I like traditional looking things. So I wanted a leathery kind of brown leather chair. Mm. Cause my desk that I work on is an old desk from I don't know how old it is. It's pretty old and it's very well built. It's made out of oak and it's really, really well built. And that's the things I like. So I wanted to continue that look with my chair, but
yeah, I'm not into the game, those modernish looking gaming chairs either.
That's what this one is. You're going to see me. I'm going to look like I'm streaming or something.
Yeah, I can't. I looked at those when I was looking at I Google chairs for heavier guys and all these come up and I go, nope, nope. And so I just ended up getting a basic black.
Yeah.
But it's a lazy boy chair. So it's
oh, nice.
Yeah.
Name brand. That's
yeah. Tight. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Costco, man.
Right on. Me. Well, we'll see how that goes. So, welcome to the drop, the chair talk on the
Listen, this is not going to be an exciting time in this podcast. So if you want to go ahead and skip to February, that'll be nice.
Some people had said, if you guys give it up for a little bit, we won't be mad.
No, it's not our place to give it up.
No, I'm not giving it up.
No, I know I'm saying, but it's their place.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to listen. You can tune in later.
Yeah. If you listen,
we'll have more.
If you listen to us for an hour and then complain about it, that's your fault. That's not our fault.
That's true. We didn't waste your time.
We're here to talk to each other.
That's true. You're
just eavesdropping on us.
Yeah, that's true. I got a little house cleaning to do from last episode. Number one, the club in Oceanside that I cannot remember the name.
Oh, yeah.
Humble Minis.
Humble Minis. Okay.
Humble Minis. Yeah, great group of guys. Always down. Just some hardcore mini truck dudes. Like I said, there's a couple other clubs. There's Island Minis and a couple others. But the one that I could not remember was Humble Minis. And they used to host a barbecue a couple years ago. We went down there and went to a barbecue, which was cool. But yeah, Humble Minis. And then secondly, I made the mistake. Remember my little story from Rezo about the flat black thing? About my truck being flat black? And then someone gave me a hard time. It was not the person I mentioned. It was someone else.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Kelly from Sunset.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
she's good.
She's good at giving people a hard time.
Yeah. Which was interesting because she popped up at Red Rocks last year.
Mm-hmm.
And she was that was interesting.
Yeah, it's funny. We talk about a Slurpee machine and all this stuff. She worked for Icy.
Oh, really?
Icy was right there off the 15 and the 10. And when I was in council, she was also in council. So for some reason, I had to meet her at her work. And I was like, she's like, yeah, I work at Icy. So we sat in the break room. There was an Icy machine in the break room. And
that's
tight. This is the best break room ever. She's like, you can have one. You just get one.
You're going over there all the time. You're hey, what's going on? So anyway, so a little house cleaning on that. The other interesting thing we got, so today we're going to talk about, it's the end of the year. You know, happy New Year. New Year's in a couple days. So I hope everybody has a good New Year this week. A safe New Year. Happy and safe New Year.
When does this come out?
This comes out Monday. And New Year is on the Wednesday, the first.
So we're going to title this one, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
There you go. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yep.
So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the shows that we went to this year and just kind of like do a little reflecting, mm-hmm. you know, something like that. But before we do that, doesn't matter. So I came across something that was kind of interesting. I got it right here. It's the Freak Fest DVD.
Yep.
So I'll show that to the camera right there. And so I watched it. It was a show. No, I was kidding.
What? Who made that one? Was that?
I don't know who made it. There's
it the SoCal Customs? The he was linked up with like I forgot the guys that used to do the Gold Rush Rally videos and stuff for a while. Med.
I don't know. At the end of the video, it had two websites, and I can't remember. It had said Freaks Freak Show or Freakfest.com, and then another one. It was like C2 something.
Yeah.
Productions or something. I don't know. I actually don't know who made it. I don't think a mini trucker made it. I don't think anybody who's involved in mini trucker made it, because like one of the things that I noticed. I mean, yeah. So to kind of give people a little backstory on this. So this is a show called Freak Fest. It happened in 03, 04, and 05. 03 and 04 were in Bakersfield, California at Famoso Raceway. And then the third one in 05 was at the Orange Show in San Bernardino, which was a total failure. that one was a total failure. But the first two were really good. And I had always got these mixed up. So the DVD is based on the 2004 Freak Fest.
Is that the first one?
It's the second one. The first one was in 03. And because I'm watching it, and so the back of this thing boasts itself as, the front says, the world's wildest car show ever, girls, 33 bands, trucks, minis, imports, bikes, FMX, choppers, and more girls. Girls are a very central theme in this video. Yeah. but beyond that, yeah, they had a lot of stuff going on. They had, like, motocross stuff and like, street bike, like, stunt riders and stuff like that, and then the car show and the cruising and everything. But yeah, so I thought this was the year that Cottonmouth Kings was, but it's not. So 04 had, I think the main band that they were featuring was a band called Level, which I'm not familiar with. But the year before that was the one where they had Cottonmouth Kings. And I always get those, since they were so close together, I always get those two confused, and I always like, you know, kind of like mush those together into one memory. But yeah, they were a lot of fun. They were wild stuff. I made some notes to touch on a couple different things about it. One, it's funny. So, like, you have this event. It's called Freak Fest.
Yeah.
It's like, it literally is that. One point in the video, they have, like, this circus performer, this giant dude. Remember Foot from Sunset?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It looks like him, but, like, 20 years younger.
Yeah.
Big old giant dude. And he was, like, swallowing swords and, like, hitting nails into his face, like in his nose and stuff.
Freak Fest was, because the guy that threw Freak Fest wanted it, he was wanted to be a concert promoter. So Freak Fest was more of a concert with a truck show, with a like a truck run.
And he wasn't in Freaks.
No,
I don't think so. I think he was something else. And then Freaks was like they put their name on it, and then they were like the security and like running the show and and everything, which is funny because this one of my notes is like you have all this mayhem going on and there's a guy doing a burnout and it's like them telling him like if you do one more burnout you're out of here, and I'm like looking at the whole scope of things and I'm like
like the burnout is the like, least like,
yeah but it was they were very upset about it.
Imagine making that clip, right? And it's just like this guy starts to do a burnout, this guy walks up and he's like, if you do a burnout you're kicking you out of here. But behind that person off in the distance, you just see like naked girls and like an orgy happening and like, like fire. And there's another truck on fire. Yeah. And like no one cares.
That's exactly like, yeah, how it
like
is. This,
it's like chaos. And then the tiniest bit of chaos, that's what they're worried about.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very, very funny, but that's definitely what was going on. The other interesting thing that I saw, what was also interesting to me is as I was watching this, I thought I was going to see so many people. I didn't see too many familiar faces. And I think that's because since it was like a motocross thing, a stunt bike thing, a concert thing. Like, it was so, there were so many people there that it was hard to see people you know.
Yeah.
So I actually only saw like a handful of people that we know, a handful of trucks that we know. And so one was funny. It's Mike A, Ernie, and John driving in what at the time was a brand new Nissan Titan, because this was an 04.
Yeah, that was the Nissan Titan from that the magazine bought and built.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Like, it was silver. It's a silver four-door. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did that end up being?
I don't know. It ended up being Mike's for a long time. And I don't know what happened to it in the end. But, like, they lifted it, like, a small...
Okay,
like
so it was, like, lifted. I didn't know if it ended up being one of the bagged ones.
No. No, it ended up being a lifted one that they did a bunch of, like, tech work on and stuff for the magazine.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's just really interesting to see this, what at the time was a brand new Nissan Titan. And it was, like, a base model. It had, like, steel wheels on it and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting. John's driving. There's, like, there had to have been 17 people in this thing. So that was kind of cool to see that. Also the time in the past when the very popular thing to do was do like center link type suspensions and have the most crazy back end lift imaginable.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that point in time. So a bunch of trucks had that, and also the reverse three wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was pretty popular back then. So that was really cool to see. And then the amount of people, which is kind of funny now looking back on it, is the amount of people hopping on air. Like that was a big thing in the mid 2000s, yep. Like getting your truck to hop on air, yep. Which thinking about it, I mean, if you just want, was it a thing to just like show that you could do that? Because like, it'd be way easier just put hydraulics on it and hop.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just cause it was such a new thing. And then there was two shops that always battled each other. There was, I forgot the first one, but they actually ended up buying Master Image Customs. But before Master Image Customs, they were something else. And then there was Daddy's Customs.
I remember Daddy's Customs. Yeah,
they had that 84 to 88 Toyota. They body
Didn't
dropped
Jamie
it.
Didn't Jamie have something to do with that?
No, Jamie's truck, they made it hop, like Sean Thurman and all those guys like did a bunch of stuff.
Because he had a Tacoma.
Yeah, that he ruined by doing that.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I remember one of the past videos. Yeah, just all four wheels off the ground.
Yeah.
Like 2 feet off the ground.
Yeah. Like I have video because we used to be roommates. And we had a big block parties at the house, and like mm-hmm. the whole neighborhood's out, the whole club's over at the house, and his truck's just out there, and he's just destroying, the grill's falling off, the headlights are going off. Like, I'm just like, what are you doing, man? It was such a nice truck, and it.
Yeah, but then again, that stems from like the lowrider stuff, because the lowrider dudes would just get Mazdas and stuff and just put hydraulics on them and literally destroy them.
And then it just stems from competition, because the one shop did it, then the other shop, they have to do it more. Like, I remember at Rezzo, Daddy's brought their truck to Rezzo, put it right in front of our camp. Greg in the club back then was friends with those guys. And so they put it right in front of the camp, and they had the airlines. Someone's holding the tanks, and then they had the airlines ran out to the switch box, and they just put this thing on the ground, and they hit the switch once, and it launched. It launched awesome. So high off the ground. Like, it was crazy. They did that at the Forbidden Show, too. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a big thing.
Yeah, that was a fun time. Real Wild West type things.
Yeah, it was. You know? Yeah,
we were coming out of the early late 80s, early to mid 90s of the body kits and static drops and just barely getting into bags, and then it was just like this new frontier of suspension. Like what?
Well, you had new people in it. So like the guys that were coming into the scene weren't mini truckers. But they were, so they would come in, they would see all these this airbag stuff, and they were shops. So they thought that by building these hopper trucks, that's what was getting them, you know what I mean? That attention. Yeah, the attention and all that stuff.
I mean, that's what it's about, is gaining attention and notoriety, you know, because now here we are literally, this was filmed in 04, and here we are literally 20 years later, you know, recollecting the names of the shops who did it. So it worked.
One of them. I don't forget the other one.
Well, I remember that. Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember Daddy's Customs for sure. But yeah, just it was really cool just seeing all those mid 2000s. I'm turning into that guy who, like, I never thought I would, but here I am, really relishing in my youth of the scene, you know? Yeah. Like, I used to look at those old dudes from the 80s and stuff, and you're like, "Ah." And I'm like, "Ugh," but now here I am.
I know. Remember I said that's what you turn into. You turn into the guy that doesn't, you remember what you did back in the day instead of doing those things now.
Right.
So you sit around and you're just like, well, I used to do this. You want, and then someone will say something. You're like, well, back in the day we did this. Back in the day we did this. And yeah. I remember listening to those stories, and I was like, I never want to be that guy, because that means you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You're not making new stories. But I think it's okay to do both.
And that's what I was going to say. Like, but at the same time, as I'm turning into that guy, we're still out there doing things.
Exactly. So that's
and creating and it, content and
like traveling,
participating.
And, yeah, there you go. Participating. You're not just the guy that's not doing anything while everyone else is doing things. And you're reminding all those people that still do the things that you used to do the things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy that always says, well, back in the day, or it used to be better back in the day.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm careful to say that because it's not, it wasn't better. It was just different.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
20 something years old, alcohol, trucks, motorcycles, bands, girls.
Yep.
Wild freaking times.
Yeah. Just less cares in the world. Now you're just like, now the cares in the world are like, oh, what do I have to do tomorrow?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so it was cool. It was cool coming across this. I lost it for a long time. Recently found. I'm going to put it in my collection over there, the rest of the DVDs. But yeah, it was fun. Let me see if there are any other notes on that. The only other note I had was the Lambo doors. Like, just that was a thing, which is funny. A couple nights ago, I go to the grocery store, pull in, this little hatchback Civic rocks up. I'm like, kind of like, oh, you know, I notice it. Guy gets out, Lambo door. I'm all, I go, oh shit, that's cool. And Angie looks at me and she goes, that's cool. I was
it's cool now because you don't see them anymore though.
Exactly.
I remember the first vehicle I saw in Lambo doors, I was blown away, and it was here in Arizona. It was a Hyundai Excel, those hatchbacks.
I'm trying to you can't picture it, but
like a or it, I think it was an Excel hatchback four door, and all four doors were Lambo.
Oh, see, that's kind of cool.
It was like, whoa, that was cool. But then that's it, right? Then,
yeah.
Once everyone started doing them, it just
the peak of that was Ludacris, like some year, and it was like the whole like 50 vehicles.
It looked like
row.
It looked like just, like boats with sailboats, all the sailboats. And if you stared at them for a long time, you could all watch the doors go, like sailboats, like sitting on the water.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was that. What else was I going to bring up here about stuff like that? That was it. That's it. Goodbye. No, it's kidding.
That's the thing. These episodes could go from an hour. We try to get to an hour. They could just be 30 minutes.
Yeah, they could be.
There's no rules.
It's only 22 minutes.
We're the only rules that we have.
I wonder how people would react if they go to tune in Monday and they're like, 22 minutes? What happened?
That's their commute to work.
Hey, yeah. Well, some people. Yeah, some people listen to whole episodes, but anyway, so we had quite the year of shows.
I have the list of shows right here.
I was going to screenshot mine, but luckily you do. Of all the shows that we went to?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So
it basically starts with Lone Star Throwdown.
Yeah, it always starts with Lone Star Throwdown. This year was interesting for me, and I know people are sick of hearing it, but I was coming off my back injury, and it was my first show, like, actually doing stuff because I had hurt myself, and then we didn't do stuff for a while, and then that was my first show back, and I was like, you remember, I was pretty like
Well, there's that show the year before is when you hurt your back.
Yeah, I hurt my back at the show, but that was like a different thing, and I got out of that weekend,
but
like,
you never really recovered. You kind
maybe
of
ba- I did. Maybe.
You kind of band-aided yourself, and then you kind of, and then but what happened when you did get better,
mm-hmm.
is then you had the mental band-aid.
Yeah.
So that at Lone Star, you're just like, I can't do anything, but you could, but you were too, almost not scared, but just too reluctant to do it.
Right.
And I remember there was a few times when I looked down and I was like, you were just standing there and everyone else was doing stuff. And I was like, Frank, do something. I've never been in that situation. So it's like, I can't just be like, hey, man, do this because
get with it.
It's not fair. You know what I mean? Because if I had back injuries, then it would be totally different. But I have not experienced that except for the office chair thing, which, you know, if you don't ever experience a back injury, then you just don't know about it.
It is a mental thing. Like, it mentally messes you up because it's not like I don't know. See, I can't talk about like any other injuries, like knee injuries something, you know? So like everybody's different, but it is a thing where like, man, one wrong move and like, that's it.
And where, it also like your not life flashes before your eyes type moment, but kind of, because everything you do relies on your back and you being able to move when it
especially
comes to work,
the
filming
stuff.
The booth, like take that away.
Mm-hmm.
You what, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. That's exactly
you
how
know what
I
mean.
Feeling.
So like, but that ended up being a really fun weekend.
It was, and it was one of those. It was a year that it was good because we kind of do these good year bad year things.
Yeah,
which is going to be interesting for this year.
Yeah.
So, but like, the weather was good. That nothing really got in our way. Besides, like, take away my personal issues, but nothing really got in our way.
Mm-mm.
You know, that was you fulfilled your dream of the mega booth, not mega booth, but,
yeah,
what'd you call it? Yeah. The intricate booth.
I don't know. It was just a thing that it made me happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it space, we're not cramped up. We always have that problem where we're all cramped up. If we didn't have the video stuff and all that, then it would be different. But since we all had the video stuff and we need to charge things and all that. And then this year will be different because we won't have Joe there.
That's or Lindsay. So it's just you and me.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm still going to do that. I'm going to put our booth and then, you know, maybe we'll have a vehicle. We'll get one of the club vehicles or someone's vehicle we could put in the booth right next to
it. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah. But I still want to do the 20 by our, your 10 by 20, my 10 by 20, a 10 by 20 behind those. And then the trailer behind yours and then another 10, like, that's my jam is doing that. Like, love doing it at Dino's too. So
yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm excited to add the truck aspect to it because we have our Texas guys who are really killing it right now. You know, they're building some really cool trucks. So hopefully, you know, they come, they're the Dallas guys, the Houston guys.
They're in hibernation right now.
Hibernation mode.
Yes.
So hopefully
they're taking a break.
Yeah.
Which
is fine. Them's the swings.
And we could rotate cars out. You know what I mean? We could be like, we could tell one guy to bring it in. You know, he leaves, goes and cruises. We could park another one there. It'll be like a mobile or like a ever-changing show. Ever-changing display vehicle.
Right.
And we could probably put two or three there, actually.
Well, yeah, because usually we have a 10 by 60 is usually what we're rocking, you know. So we have quite a room for fun activities.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be cool. This past LST was also the huge hubbub of the people screwing around out in the town.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a big thing this year. Almost LST almost gone. There was a moment in time when we thought that was a wrap.
I think it's a turning point for LST and I'm really excited for it because what they did was, you know, you had to submit your vehicle, submit a picture. Or pictures, and then they had to approve it, and I think that's. I don't want to say it's what it needed, but it definitely felt the last couple of years just felt overrun by almost. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say stock vehicles, but just a lot of, like, non-exciting vehicles. I guess
that's a good way to put it, which is kind of interesting because, what is it like? What we're talking about specifically are lifted. Late model Chevy trucks on big billet wheels.
Not just Chevy trucks. They're mostly like there's an equal amount of Fords and Dodges.
Well, I'm just saying that. Picture that.
Yeah.
It could be a Ford, a Chevy, Dodge, whatever, but just picture that type of truck, which is interesting because here we are saying that that's not an exciting truck and it's got a giant lift, full custom suspension, big wheels. Like it's not
exciting. It's just too much.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe it's the people that own those vehicles.
It could be.
They're not our jam. They're not our people.
Yeah.
But then again,
which is interesting because really, if you think about it, like, you know, you could say like, oh, you know, why are you talking crap about these guys? Those guys are really not going to buy our stuff either because our stuff isn't really geared towards those dudes.
No, not at all. But at the same time, I watched a lot of those people walk by the booth this year and buy my stuff because a lot of my stuff now is talking just to like a very generalized thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so, but that crowd too has their own thing. Like, I don't know the name of the brand, but there is a brand out there and they were up in the arena on the top
I
area.
Remember, yeah.
And they're young guys and,
like it's called like flawless
or something like that,
something to that kind of flawless, like perfect, yeah, or something like that.
Yeah, but they're huge, you know what, yeah, I mean, it's like they're huge, and that's just a bunch of young dudes doing their young doing that thing. So it's not that I'm saying, it's just,
I know it's kind of hard to put into words, huh?
It is hard to put into words, but I think that with a little bit of shifting of the balance, just a slight shifting of the balance, then it'll just kind of course correct itself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Yeah. So they had to make some decisions. You know, nothing that of this is like behind the scenes. It's all public knowledge. Mm-hmm. They had to go to a big city council meeting. They had to talk to the city. They had to talk to the local law enforcement. It was a big thing. And, you know, big props to Lonnie and Radar and
Jared.
Jared. Yeah. Like the whole crew, you know, yeah, like, they really put themselves out there.
Yeah, because they could have just said, well, screw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah. And you know, this is, like, I don't know, but maybe they're like, maybe, you know, maybe this is the time, you know?
Yeah, I've always said every show has its time, has its run, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Forbidden Fantasy, we had our run at Paris, and I felt like the move to Laughlin was the perfect time.
Oh, yeah.
Because if we would have kept it at Paris, it would have ruined the show, you know? So mm-hmm. like you
same
have
scenario.
To,
and did you, I mean, you can speak for yourself. Did you, after that, were like, maybe this is the time to stop?
I did it more for us than everybody else. Mm. So the club, there was people in the club that were just like, this is not fun anymore. And the show was so big that you need the staff. So it was like a mandatory thing.
Right.
And when you make something mandatory that doesn't necessarily benefit the people working it.
Well, yeah, because they're just volunteering their time.
Yeah, they're just, yeah. And granted, like, we throw that show not as a money thing, you know, like the club doesn't benefit monetarily in any big way or anything like that. But what it does is it benefits, like, when you wear that Forbidden Fantasy shirt or you go somewhere and you're in Forbidden Fantasy, it's like a respect thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those guys work really hard to give us something. So, like, when we go somewhere, it's like a mutual respect from other show promoters and stuff like that. So, like, mm-hmm. but when you're trying to, again, at Paris, when we're trying to make all this money because they're charging us so much money and we're trying to cater to people that aren't in our scene just mm-hmm. to get them there to cover costs.
Very similar
you
scenario,
forget,
right?
It's very similar scenario because then you forget the people that you threw that show for.
Mm-hmm.
Which is mini truckers and similar types, mm-hmm. not like, you know, we were trying to cater to like a lot of the dub guys and stuff because they roll in numbers and we needed mm-hmm. numbers to cover our bills. But then like kind of kind of messes things up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so also what I was like asking you specifically, was there a time when you decided to call it quits at Paris? Was there a moment when you said maybe this is the time to stop doing it completely? Or did you never have that? You knew that it was just going to go into the next phase.
Yeah, kind of like when we had the meetings in Laughlin, I knew that if this didn't pan out, then the show was probably going to come to an end.
Okay.
And I never really said that out loud, but the transition was so smooth, there was never that moment. But there was that moment there, like the River Lodge, and we went to the River Lodge and then Obby.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I said, if we can't get back to the Obby, then this might stop.
So actually, we're in the third phase of the Forbidden Fantasy.
Yeah,
yeah, going from Paris to Laughlin, then having those rough couple years.
Because right now, let's say Avi was like, "You can't throw the show here anymore."
Mm-hmm.
I would try. I would probably go back to the River Lodge and then just not dumb the show down, but it would be a smaller thing. Because mm-hmm. I really liked the show on top of the parking structure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun,
but it only holds 130 vehicles or so. So it would just be like a smaller version of what we do now. Okay. To where now it can be a grander version, mm-hmm. But yeah, it would just be a whatever. But that's kind of where shows, I think some shows belong in that smaller area, mm-hmm. and it's okay. A lot of people think, oh, I have to throw this huge show, and it's like, you don't. You just have to throw an event and we'll go there.
Yeah,
you know,
make it interesting, make it fun, and people will show up.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be this big old thing. Just mm-hmm. a place to hang out is what we need
mm-hmm.
at this time.
And some shows really try to force that like that is a fluid thing to evolve, you know. Some shows couldn't do that.
Yeah,
you know, I think when and I'm not talking bad about anybody, but just how it was, like that year that Rezo tried to go down at Lake Havasu, Mm-hmm. It was too forced to like how trying to be how it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, like this Freak Fest thing. If you try to throw Freak Fest exactly how it was today,
not going
to
happen.
It would not work.
Yeah. Cause you have to cover costs. And that's the big thing about if you can find a location that is not expensive, then it makes everything so much easier. Cause when you, if you have bills to pay, then you're like, oh, what are we going to do to get people here? What do? We got to do this. We got to do that. But if you have a place that's well within your means to where 50 vehicles cover all your costs, then you're golden, you know? But if you need 500 vehicles to cover your costs.
And that's kind of what Freak Fest turned into. Cause by the third year when it was at Orange Show Pavilion, cause like Formosa Raceway is this tiny little raceway in the outskirts of Bakersfield, probably not that expensive, where they could now really focus and invest their time on making the bands good and getting all this other stuff. But by taking it to Orange Fairgrounds when it's this completely different thing and there's a whole host of problems, I would imagine, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, like that, the guy that threw that, there was supposed to be a third Freak Fest at Formosa. So he took everyone's money, but then the show never happened and he kept everyone's money.
I remember.
And I had a conversation with him on the phone about, he's like, well, what should I do? What should I do? And I was like, you just need to throw an event. Oh. So he threw the event and at the Orange Show, but he didn't make any money there because he had already taken the money from the other one. So there was no new money coming in for that.
Oh.
So I think it was Friday night like he had, there was radio station spots. So the radio stations, I think like X1039 was like, we're going to, you know, hey, going down this weekend, this band. And the bands didn't get paid. So they never showed up.
Oh.
And the dude that threw that event left. They all left.
Yeah. I heard that. I heard that part.
Yeah. So imagine being in an event. There was a tent there. There was like some DJs happening and all this stuff. But then imagine like the whole entire staff leaving. And you're just kind of on your own.
Right. The only thing I remember from that one, so I, my experience from that one was very interesting because that was, it was like October, it was definitely later in the year. It was like October, November, something like that. Well, I got in my motorcycle accident earlier that year or just before that. Yeah. So my leg was broken. I wasn't yet on crutches. I was like just peeled out on like pain medicines and stuff like that. But I wanted to go to the show. And I had my Cadillac at the time, my 83 Cadillac. And so I was in a wheelchair. So it's like Angie was pushing me around the show in this wheelchair. So that, but I like was so messed up on payments. I really don't remember it. Like all I remember is just kind of being there. I have a couple photos from my car sitting in the show area because it was around that like pond thing.
Yeah.
Remember? So it was around the pond thing. And then, but I don't remember much else.
Well, I didn't go.
Yeah, not a lot of people went.
I didn't go. I remember a bunch of people in the club went, but I remember vividly not going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I mean, I kind of
know
why.
Did you go to the ones?
I never went to any of them.
You never went to any of them. Oh.
And I don't know why.
Maybe that's why there wasn't so many people, because maybe a lot of people did that. Because like I saw a few severed people, you know. I was still in my old club, so I really didn't know anything. But yeah, I didn't. There's not a lot of like the normal familiar faces. Maybe that's why. Maybe no one went. I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows? But yeah, throwing an event like that now would take so much money. Even at Formosa, it would take a lot of money.
Yeah.
I remember meeting with Orange Show when we were looking for different places for the Forbidden Show. Not when we moved to Laughlin, but way earlier in the timeline. We met with Pomona, LA County Fairgrounds, and we met with Orange Show. And Orange Show then was like 28,000.
Wow.
To do an event there.
Like that many years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. I could only imagine what it is now. Plus all the paperwork and permits and must be.
Yeah.
Must
that's
be
just to get the spot. And then you got it. There's all kinds of other requirements and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was LST, but they're coming back strong this year. They did their submissions. Everything's in place. I'm looking forward to seeing how this all pans out.
Yeah. I'm excited for it.
Yeah. And then after that, we went back out to Laughlin for the Forbidden Show. And that was the first year back. We were talking about the River Lodge, you know, thing. And that was the first year back at the Obby.
It was. And it felt really good.
It was awesome. I'm actually editing that video right now. So I'm kind of reliving those moments currently.
Oh, cool. So,
yeah.
That'll be perfect because we're gonna release the pre-reg.
Oh, that's right. Next week. The first, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to actually announce. No, we're not going to release it on the 1st. I never release it on the 1st.
Oh, because that's like the holiday day, right?
No, it's not. Well, it's a Wednesday. Well, it's a different day every year. But the problem is there's so many shows that release their pre-reg on that day.
Oh, I see.
So I think I'm going to just move it to Sunday the 5th in the afternoon because I figure more people will be home.
Oh, that's, yeah, they'll be around their work. Computer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. So they'll be around. That's awesome. And, yeah, this last year was good. It was so good being back at the Avi. You showed your truck for the first time in 20-something years.
Not really, because I showed my truck at the shops.
Excuse me.
I brought it more completed.
That's
too forbidden. The right front end on it. Mm-hmm. The bed was done in metal. The interior was halfway done in metal. So like, That's what happened there.
I forgot about Chubbs, but no, it was still cool seeing it sitting out there, hanging out with everybody. Again, that weekend again also was like a blur, you know, all this stuff happening all at once.
Well, you got there late.
Did I get there late? No, I didn't.
Yeah. Yes, you did. You got there late Friday.
Like, what do you consider late?
Friday. So that
Friday
so,
day.
So, so our show now is a Thursday to like you come Thursday, you leave Sunday.
I think, I do remember, yes.
Yeah, because you showed up and everything was already set up and like people were rolling in and you were kind of like, what's going on? And I was like, well, we started rolling already. And so now everything shifted to an earlier day. So that's why this year I was like, hey, you should get there on Thursday. And you're like, well, I'll probably just get there on Friday again. I'm like, you should get there on Thursday.
Yeah. Which I am. I've got my room booked for Thursday. We'll be rolling out probably after Angie gets off of work.
Yeah, that's anyone listening to this too. Get there Thursday because then you're waking up and you're already there. You're not driving because if you leave Friday and you get there afternoon, you're instantly rolling in. You're trying to roll in. I also why you got to check into your hotel room. Why you got to do this? If you get there Thursday, you're already checked into the room. Like we can stage vehicles out in the parking lot. Like we were going to do all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah. I guess there's not a lot to talk about that. I guess we talked a lot about that show anyway. Everybody kind of knows what's going on.
But this preview and also like a review and preview.
A review and preview. I like that. So that'll be cool. And then after that, we headed back out for Mini Nats. And
we actually went to Havasu Meltdown first.
That's right. Thank you very much. Yeah.
We went to Havasu Meltdown. You went.
I had the best time of my life.
Yep.
Because specifically, one, I was at a truck show, and it was the band's playing, and it was my favorite band ever, the Venomous Pinks.
Yep.
And that was a super rad time.
Yeah, and the only thing missing was the Los Angeles Dodgers playing behind you.
Right.
But then, we left for Mini Nats really early that year, too. Like, you stayed the night out there, and then you came to my house on Sunday, and then we left Monday morning.
Yeah, I was gone for like a whole time. I mean, because from my house, because we went back to your house. So you were technically back home for a little bit. And then we took off. And that was you, me, and Lindsay. We went off on our adventure. Talked about it before, almost breaking the truck in half on the way out there.
And we're going to do it again this year, but we're going to do it a different way. Instead of, we're still going to leave early, but there's no Havasu Meltdown. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to go, we're going to just bomb out to Mini Nats. And going to be at Mini Nats for a week.
Yeah, because last year, or this year, this last time, we were like, okay, you know, usually we're like, go, 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 go. Let's take our time. Let's cruise out there, which we did.
Yep.
You know, we stopped a couple times. We checked out some things, which was fun. But we realized, wait a minute. No, we want to get there, but we want to experience that place more.
Yeah, so we did it differently. It was super fun, just like no
rush.
No rush. No
stress.
So this year we're going to rush, but then once we get there, we're going to have all this downtime.
Yeah, because we're going to get there like Monday, right?
Sunday.
Sunday. We're getting there Sunday. Yeah. Well, so, dang, almost we're going to be a full week out
it's
there.
It's going to be pretty wild.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be super freaking fun.
And the plan is, I have like all these plans. I don't know if they're going to work out or not, but I know the one that's going to work out is we're going to have this podcast set up in our Airbnb. We did not get a hotel this time. We got a cabin. We're going to set this thing up and we're going to have random people join us.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
And I think we're going to get a lot of guests that we can't normally get to. That just go there, that a lot of people that go there early, like Phil Fowler.
Yep, definitely Phil. Mm-hmm.
Definitely Phil. And just a bunch of surprise guests. So hopefully
and tell us, like, mention people. Like, if you really want to, like, you know, specifically like East Coast people, because we're going to be there. So if you can think of someone who'd be a really good guest to sit down with, let us know and we can reach out to them and schedule them.
Yeah, but it has to be Thursday or before. So Monday to Thursday.
Right. Monday to Thursday if you get there early.
Yeah, because Friday is going to be. Friday, Saturday, Sunday are blasted. So.
Yeah, that's the show. That's different.
Yeah.
So also, what is the, as we get closer now, what is the probability of taking the Tacoma out there?
I don't know.
That's
it's still
unknown.
Sitting in my garage. my buddy's actually coming up here after we record this, and he's going to look at the wiring. He has a Tacoma.
Okay.
And he rewired his Tacoma. He took a stick shift out of his wife's truck and put in an automatic and didn't realize how much stuff he had to rewire for that.
Oh, interesting.
So he's going to come look at mine. And then I talked to Tanner. Tanner said right after the first of the year. Mm-hmm. And then I talked to Alan. And he said, I said, I'll probably can get it there the first 2 weeks of January. So if it doesn't make Forbidden, then the probability of mini nats are pretty high.
If it doesn't make Forbidden.
Yeah, because my goal was Forbidden.
Right.
But there's still a month in between Forbidden and Mini Nats.
Yeah, but if it makes it to Forbidden finish, then it's definitely
going
to go.
Oh, then it's definitely going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, yeah.
And then I've been on a hunt for a dash. That's a whole nother story.
Oh, really? So
Tacoma dashes from 1995 and a half to mid 2007 were the same. Mm-hmm. And then anything that was produced July 1997 to 2004 was the same.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So the new, they have the dials for the climate control, and mine have the sliders.
Oh, okay. So the older style, like my
exactly.
truck has the sliders.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. So I'm basically looking for that
an old dash.
And I found one in Rancho Cordova.
Where's that?
Or like Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
So he's supposed to send me an invoice and ship it to me.
Oh, nice.
So I'll have gray door panels with a brown dash. And I'm just trying to hodgepodge this thing together. But I'm obviously going to probably wrap the dash and wrap the door panels and all that, so it'll all be the same color. So it'll be interesting.
And that's the thing. So like, we're back to mini nats, our plan. Yeah. Like, that is the ultimate plan. We get there a week early. We do podcasts. We have the Tacoma. We're cruising.
Yeah.
And also one specific thing that we like is set is we're going to eat ice cream on the creek.
Yeah, that's the whole reason that I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Because it reminds me of the Southern Werthersea days.
Uh-huh.
So I only been to Southern Werthersea. I think I only went twice, actually. But two of the best trips of my life were Southern Werthersea. And that's in Helen, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And it almost mirrors Maggie Valley.
Yeah.
It's in the same area. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? But like
Georgia,
whole town.
Georgia, right?
Yep. Yeah, yeah, yep. Yeah. Just like an hour or two north of Atlanta. But mm-hmm. it takes over the whole town. Everyone's got Airbnbs and all this stuff. And the guy I stayed with always, the group of people, we were right on the main strip. Mm-hmm. And you could just walk across this little creek, and we always had ice cream on the creek.
Oh, tight.
And I saw someone take a picture. They actually commented. They're like, that was me that you saw the picture of. And I was like, yeah, that's, I just want to go out there and just chill.
Also, that's one of the, that was one of the, I don't want to say better, but it was one of the coolest videos you made was that. It's a really good, one.
Yeah. I made two, but the first one I made, I really, something about that video. Mm-hmm. I just think it was the music, because the actual filming was not great. Like, you look back on it, it's like not even in focus. It was all slider shots. It was like, uh-huh. whatever. Oh, I released a video.
You yesterday. Did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. And yeah. I was very curious to watch that, because that was a Chupas edit, right?
It was a Chupas edit.
Yeah.
And I loved the way it came out. It was really cool.
It was great. Yeah, it was really, really cool. We'll talk about it when we get to that show.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, okay.
So that was, our Maggie Valley trip. Yeah. Realizing that we're going to get out there earlier to experience Maggie Valley itself. But that trip was really fun, too. We spent that day down in Gatlinburg doing all the touristy stuff.
It was fun until the actual show, because it was cold and rainy, and it was kind of on and off.
It was, that was rough. Now that you're bringing that up, now that I'm thinking about it, that
and
was
I think
rough.
You were not mentally prepared.
I would, yeah, something like, about that trip. I don't
well, because you had the pinks, like you mm-hmm. had a lot of fun there, and just the trip out, it was just a lot. I think so. This time we have to like literally mentally prepare for what's going to happen.
That could be,
yeah.
that it really was beat me up. Like, okay, look, you can't do anything about the rain. That's one thing we figured out through this whole journey.
Yeah.
You can't do anything about it. You can adapt. But I don't know, man. I was like, again, yeah, it was just beating me up that weekend because like I went out to film and it was blue. It was blue skies when I left.
Yeah.
I went out and then by the time I made it to where like the bathrooms are, where the main entrance, it started getting rowdy. And like I had my camera equipment. I couldn't just abandon it to run back. So I was stuck. I'm stuck under this awning with all these other people. Meanwhile, back at the booth is getting just hammered with rain because it was coming in from like the front.
Yeah.
And so when I get back, finally, like everything's wet. All the hats are wet. All the clearance stuff that's on a rack is wet. And I think I was, I don't know, I guess I was just kind of defeated in that moment a little bit.
It was, you know what I mean? Easy to get defeated. Like, I remember when you left, like, we had pulled everything in, but it came so fast. Like,
yeah, it was fast.
It was fast. So, like, this year, I'm going to do the same thing. I want to set up, I want to move the trailer down, mm-hmm. and then, well, we might have the big trailer.
Oh, well, yeah, because we'll have the Tacoma and everything.
Well, regardless, I want to put Easy Ups behind those Easy Ups mm-hmm. and then prepare for that. So, like,
yeah.
If we have to pull, like we could pull everything in, so it's in the center of the booth. Well, so if it is raining and stuff, So
almost like a switch type setup.
Almost, yeah.
Because we could actually incorporate the trailer into that too. Like, we could
put it'll be interesting because the trailer's so big. I don't know if it's gonna even like, it'll.
I have to dump everything and put the trailer somewhere else.
Who knows?
We'll see.
Welcome to the. This is like our post podcast. This is the things that we go back and forth to try to figure out. Our trips and stuff. So you're just kind of like, you guys are all seeing a behind the scenes.
Yeah. This is a real time thing right here.
Yeah.
What was I going to say about the weather and stuff? Yeah. Cause like the first or second time we went, I think it was actually the first time we went 2019. It was cold and rainy.
Yeah.
But it was different because that was like this like little gentle rain, you know, like it was raining, but it was very gentle. This one was not gentle. This one was like,
yeah.
And then actually, now that I come to think about it, like this year was after the previous year of getting the Easy Ups messed up. So that was our first time back.
Yeah.
And then we get beat down. So there's hopefully this year.
There's a lot of mental gymnastics going through these things.
Mental challenges.
Mm-hmm. Trying to stay upbeat, trying to get a lot of things done, thinking about this. And then you're gone for so long.
Yeah.
You're not home.
I think it was like a bunch of factors just rolled into one. So
it is.
Hopefully this year goes a lot better.
It will.
But what happened after that? So that's that. I don't have my list. You have a list in front of you.
Yeah. So then we did Cruise to the Pines.
That's right. I came out. I brought the truck out. That was super fun. I was able to be part of the Whip Check Wednesday.
Yeah.
Switch suspension, which was super cool. I had a lot of fun doing that.
It's the only reason I'm building my Tacoma.
Oh, to get all Whip Check Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm going
to
do a Whip Check Wednesday, and I'm going to sell it.
Heck yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, so that was cool. The cruise was good.
That was a fun weekend. And then
Ivan came out. Ivan Katie came out. Yep. They brought their truck.
Yep.
That was a lot of fun.
You made a video, which was really good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And then the next weekend, May was really busy. The next weekend, I flew to Texas for C10 Nationals and filmed that. And then that was a job. That wasn't a thing. Then the weekend after that was rolling in the Red Rocks.
Yeah, which was also good. So technically, as of right now, that was the last rolling in the Red Rocks.
As of right now, which is funny, though, because there is another red thing in Utah coming up here, which is a C10 event in Moab. So I'm really looking forward to that show.
It's going
to
be fun.
The area is so cool.
Yeah.
I'm more looking forward to like just being in that area for an extended period of time and the drive, because you drive through Monument Valley, like where Tom Hanks, you know.
I've never, so my Utah experience has only been Red Rocks, and I went to Zion, and then I drove through Salt Lake City. So I've never, because Moab is like more kind of east, right?
Yes, yeah. So yeah, you know that famous picture when you look through Monument Valley and that road that goes down? Uh-huh. No, it's Monument Valley. So you have all the, like, think of Forrest Gump when he's running through and you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to drive that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
and we're going to go through Mexican Hat, and we're going to go through all these cool, cool spots out there.
Hopefully in a bagged OBS truck. Hey, dude, these are the things that get me excited.
Me too. I am super excited for this year.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
We didn't go to Scraping the Rockies.
I had one more thought on. Sorry. I wanted to make one more point on rolling the Red Rocks about these, like, because you're excited about, you know, going out there to Monument Valley and seeing these great things. I had a moment at Red Rocks, and it was one of the best moments of the year. Was all of us on the rock when we took the hike up to the rock.
Yeah.
So we did that before, but this year we kind of spent some more time hanging out. We went to the other side.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting, this is just me reflecting. I remember sitting on that rock, looking out on this like stunning thing and just thinking like, and this sounds super corny, but I'm like, damn, this is cool.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky. Like, like bag trucks got me here sitting on this rock with some of my good friends and just experiencing this moment.
It was a great time
it was cool.
That moment. Mm-hmm. Because of the people that were there too, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
The people made it, and then the moment made it, and then now. So what I've been doing since then, and I guess this is like, you know, some like, you know, whatever, call it what you want. But now, like every show, I try to experience that in some different way. And when we get to Sparks talking about it, but even at Sparks, I took a moment to reflect, like sitting on that boulevard, eating an icy. I'm like, I'm in the middle of Missouri, eating this icy on this like side of the road. You know, like, so each show I'm trying to do that, you know, kind of.
Were
like,
you thinking that when you took the nap?
Oh, yeah. We'll get there. Okay. We'll get
there. Let's go. Yeah. Rolling the Rocks. Hopefully Graham figures all that out and brings that back. July C10 slowdown. So we went out to San Luis Obispo. That was a good time.
That was my first time. Yeah, that was my first time going to that one. Because you had gone the previous year. I didn't go, but this year I went. Cool location, cool spot. I mean, so I'll tell you about my little moment in there. Was sitting on the beach eating fresh raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm like, this is incredible. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So, trucks got me to this place.
Yeah, trucks got me to eating raspberries in this beautiful bay in Central California.
Yeah. So that's the video that just dropped. And then I have that's the first video, I think, show coverage wise, that Chupas filmed most of it himself and then edited it himself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it's just a super fun video. It just flows really good. The music's really good. Mm-hmm. And I'm just glad he can do that kind of stuff because it's really hard for me to edit show coverage right now.
No, I get it. And it was, so the fascinating thing for me was just seeing, cause like I've seen your videos for so long. So you get used to seeing it one way. So I just really wanted to see like what the difference was. And you can definitely tell there's a difference, and it's not a bad difference. It's just two different approaches at things.
The thing is it'll start to change a little bit, but he was so pressured to film like I film.
Oh, I see.
And I'm like, no, I want you to film like you would film. I want you to do this how you would do it. Cause I enjoy his stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, so he's got to break out into getting a little bit more dynamic shots and like zooming in and all that stuff. He was just kind of in the moment. There's so many vehicles there and it's overwhelmed.
That's the thing, man. It can be so overwhelming. Yeah. You're just like,
when you go from making, cause he usually will just feature like one truck and make like a minute and a half short video.
Mm-hmm.
But show coverage is a whole different animal. Right. So you get overwhelmed. Like, you know how it is when you're just like three quarter shot. I need to get all these vehicles. I need to do all this. You almost have to like calm yourself down and then just do it. Like, don't think about it. So I think that's where he was with that. But no, it was really good.
And we're going to be back this year, right? We're heading back up there.
I already got the hotel. I already got everything.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I really like that show. Plus just the vibe, man. Being in that bay, watching the tide roll in. So you get there in the morning and that little cove is just like empty, and throughout the day it slowly fills up. People start like going down there and hanging out. I'm gonna definitely bring a floaty next time. We're gonna have time, like we're so busy with everything. I'm just imagine like their booth is just like packed with people. We're just like slanging merch, and I'm like, all right guys,
you're just with your Bucky shorts and you and Chupas and your Bucky shorts and your Bucky stuff, and you're just floating away.
And then you're just like, hey guys.
Yeah, don't worry, I got it. I got it.
Yeah, that's a really cool show. Really enjoyed that one. That was the first show that I this past year I got my new truck. I got my Tundra, and that was the first show that I like took it to. Like I drove a long distance with.
Yeah, and we went and grabbed the little trailer with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of left the Titan in the parking lot and then cruised the Tundra around.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really cool.
And then we went to Intervention.
Yeah, also another great experience. And then so we went up to Intervention.
A lot of C10 stuff happening here.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, You got to go where the people are doing things, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, we have cool mini truck shows to go to, but if there's a lot of C10 stuff going down, you just have to go. Yeah. Which I'm like getting, because like you had already kind of adapted to that whole scene a long time ago and been in it for a while. I'm starting to adapt to that. I've gone to a lot of C10 stuff, but I'm finally starting to like acclimate, you know what I mean? And I noticed that, and this sounds weird, but bear with me. It's like when you start going to places and you're meeting new people and those people remember you and talk to you again, that's when you start realizing like, okay, like I'm like kind of like, again, acclimating to this whole thing. When you start seeing the same people, start saying what's up, start building, you know, more relationships with people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And then that video has been done for a little while, but I didn't want to bring it out until after the slowdown video. So again, heavy on the C10 stuff for the next.
And you're wearing a C10 talk shirt.
And I'm wearing, this is my favorite shirt.
You're just a C10 dude today.
I just don't have a C10. I'm like an imposter.
You're an imposter. Me too.
Yeah.
Couple of imposters just rocking up in there. But
you technically have a C10. I don't have a C10 at all.
Technically, I don't even. Nah, that's not. I don't mess
with
that.
Physically on your property.
It is. Actually, I have two of them.
Yeah, see, 60, there you go. 63
and a 76. Actually, my buddy Rob, I have a friend, Rob. He's been my friend for a very, very, very long time. And but we don't talk much, you know, life. We don't talk much. Well, I ran into him, and we live very close to each other.
Yeah.
You know? But so I ran into him at the store, and he said, oh, yeah, he listens to the podcast. He's probably listening now. So that's actually my friend Rob's truck, the 63.
Oh, cool.
Come get that thing, Rob.
Come get it. We're gonna get a bunch of sponsors to give us parts, and then we're gonna raffle it off.
I'm sure he'd love that. Back to intervention. So intervention is interesting because it's like this, like, it's not like your normal where you get there at 6 a.m. and then the show's like, you know, it's kind of like in this weird schedule.
Yeah, because you're on Main Street in a downtown area, so they can only close it off for that day.
Mm-hmm.
So we got up there Friday, and the hotel parties were absolutely crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to the Toyota Fest on Saturday because we had nothing. Nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we're setting the booth up the day before, whatever. But this show is on Sunday. It's on Labor Day weekend, so you have the extra day off. But you set up we have to be there at between five and six,
mm-hmm.
and then the show's from 6 to 2, and mm-hmm. then you got to be off that street by like 3:34.
Yeah.
So like, it was a very rush, like set up, and then there's tons of thousands and thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was I'm excited for that one again.
Well, and also you mentioned the Toyota Fest thing, because we had heard about it, and we just happened to work out, and we're cruising around, let's go check it out. So we went and checked it out, which was really cool. Are we going to try to set up a booth there?
I don't know. We'll see.
Because we were kind of like talking about that. Like, it'd be kind of cool to just throw up a booth. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. No. You could just do like a small booth, you know, because it wasn't a huge show.
No.
There was only like maybe 100-ish people.
It would be a lot of work because, you know, but that was the first year for that there. So hopefully it'll grow.
Maybe it'll grow.
And who knows if we'll be on the same weekend, but who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Yeah. But anyway, that was a cool feature of that.
Yep. And then September, I went to C10s in the Park, me and Joe.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Waxahachie,
Texas, and it was hot.
Mm.
But it was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And then October, we went to Sparks and Ozarks for the first time.
Yeah, that was really cool. That was a really cool experience.
Yep.
The drive out there, being there, experiencing that place. I told you about the icy thing. And then you're talking, so the nap thing. Yeah. So, I don't know. So what you're referring to is like we do the whole weekend. We go, I think this was Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. We're at the show all day, like in the booth, doing stuff, filming, hanging out. Well, by the time it got to the cruise, I was a little tired.
Yeah.
I need a little power nap.
A little nappy nap.
And someone caught a photo of me just like slumped over in this chair, looking like an old man.
Yeah. That was Murph that got you.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And that was another cool part about that show. We had a bunch of the Dallas guys come up.
Yep.
Murph brought out his Ranger.
Yep.
I think that was the first time he brought it out.
Yeah, that was the first time they got it together and running.
Yeah, that's right. And then now it's recently painted. So it's all done. Not all done, but done a lot.
Looks super sick, except his logo is the wrong size.
Oh, it is kind of tiny, huh?
It's very intricate. It's an in-betweener.
An in-betweener.
Well, it's in between the 18-inch and 36-inch size. I messaged him the other day. I was like, "Hey, nice. Your logo's the wrong size, though."
Yeah. Well, is it vinyl? Is it?
Just I think like I'm pretty sure it's a vinyl logo. Yeah.
Just make a bigger one.
Yeah.
36. And not the characters that you have to go with the logo. And
yeah. Then add them. but yeah, that event I would. That's an event I would love to like take an RV to.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
Right behind the booth, just mm-hmm. almost like a camping thing. It's kind of what I want to do at not Lone Star, but Last Resort.
Because at that show, we decided, because we were talking to Stuart, you know, and he's like, when you coming back to my show, you know, you're going to drive all the way here for this show when you come back to mine. And we said, okay, so this year we're going to go back to Last Resort.
Yeah.
Because they're very close to each other. They're like within 2 weeks. Did you say that?
Yeah, I think that. No, I didn't. But it's within 2 weeks. And like, so it'd be cool to alternate between the two.
So we'll be at Last Resort this year, which I miss, which I want to go to. But that show, I loved the kind of like relaxed vibe of the whole thing. You know, we got there and we're kind of like, okay, you know, what's the plan? Where do we set up? What's going on? And he was basically just like, I don't know, just whatever you want. Just this area, you know?
Yeah.
So it was cool. It was very, very relaxing vibes. Very cool place. The town is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Not kind of cool. It is cool. Like it's like an old little town, you know?
Yeah.
The drag session was great. The actual sparks in the Ozarks was cool.
Yeah.
The best part was the chief of police or whatever that lady is.
Oh yeah.
going down the strip, like hyping. She was like a hype man. She remember?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, she was like
everybody like, make some noise. Yeah. And just on the cop car on the fucking thing.
There was so many cool, like interesting highlights of that. Even the drive there, like we took we got off the freeway and took like a weird way there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, cause we were on the hunt for like a proper Oklahoma onion cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That was good.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah. And then mini truck showcase,
which was phenomenal. So cool. I was actually contemplating I was like, should I do the Forbidden video or do the showdown or the showcase video first? I started on the Forbidden video, but yeah, I can't wait to do that one. Cause that was that's me, right?
Yeah.
That's me personified in an event.
Yeah.
You know? So thanks Vic and Vintage Japanese Motoring for putting that together.
Yeah. It's definitely like I have Sparks in the Ozarks, Mini Truck Showcase and Dinos to edit.
Okay.
And I'm like very split on what I should do, but I'm thinking I'm just going to get Dino's done and then move on to the two mini truck things.
Well, for you, like Dino's is an important one.
It is, but I like to let things calm down because there's so many videos that come out of Dino's.
That's true. And let it rest a little bit. Cause we're only like a month out, right? Man, that seems like
just a little over a month.
So long ago, dude.
I know.
That felt like months ago. That was last month.
Yeah.
Jeez. Wow.
Yeah, so Mini Truck Showcase, and then we went to Prim again, and then we went to Dino's Get Down. All three,
almost back to back to back.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff going down.
Yeah, and we recently talked about all those, so we don't really need to go over them again. But yeah, it kind of wrapped up the year in a really good way, and I'm definitely looking forward to all the stuff next year.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready to hit the ground running, except for... So remember previously I said like, okay, I'm going to be more proactive. I'm going to start in December getting ready. Well, then everybody decided that they needed stuff for me. So I actually haven't started my LST prep yet. So, but it's coming soon after this next week. I'm going to be on that LST kick, getting everything ready.
Yeah.
I don't want to. And I'm going to take the advice of creating more merch, you know, so I'm not so stressed out.
Oh, yeah. So when you get back from between LST and Forbidden, you're not having to
ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's real. I really want to have that relief of being just like, I'm ready. You know?
And it also is like a mental thing too, where what I've noticed for me is since my orders have gotten a lot bigger and I'm just not afraid to, you know, do that. You know, your mental thing is like, oh, I'm just going to order this many, or for you, it's print this many. Cause if I don't sell a lot, then I have a lot left over. So I'm not spending as much money up front, but you're going to make, regardless of when you print them, you're going to sell them.
Mm-hmm. So I kind of took that mentality on my my Dodger shirts that I just made.
Yeah.
You know, I made those, sold a few on pre-order, but now they're just in a box and I'm like, they'll have their time.
Yeah. You know? You could just bring them to a show and set them out. Like, I mean, it doesn't matter when, you could bring those to the mini truck showcase in LA.
Yeah.
You never know what could happen.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's later on, you know, this year, next year, yeah. however you look at it. But also like, I want to get to a point where like, you know, since we're kind of like, you know, into mini truck shows and C10 shows and kind of doing all these things, I want to almost have like, not two brands, but two yeah. different styles going down. So like, oh, we're going to a C10 show. Okay, cool. I'm going to take these six designs that I wouldn't yeah. normally take to a mini truck show. So I'm trying to get to that point.
Yeah.
Hopefully
yeah. That's kind of what, that's kind of what I do. I'm like, I know toward this, like towards the middle of the year is going to be very C10 heavy. So that's when I'll come out with something. And then Dino's, I always come out with the C10 shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And now like right now I'm very C10 heavy on my mm-hmm. merch. So I need to get back into the mini truck stuff. So for mm-hmm. LST and for mini, like LST, Forbidden, Mini Nats,
yeah,
all these. So now I'm going to go heavy into the mini truck stuff and then that'll mm-hmm. bleed over. Cause I still bring mini truck stuff to the C10 stuff
mm-hmm.
because especially oh, yeah. the C10 stuff where there's a lot of, spectators there. Cause the spectators are just there for a truck show.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what kind of vehicles they have. Mm-hmm. They're just simply there. Cause that's what's going on in their town or whatever. So right. like I sold a lot of the Datsun t-shirts at these shows. And, so yeah, I got a couple of those coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Big plans for next year.
Plans for next year.
Oh my God. Am I boring you?
No, I know, man. You're just so boring.
You know, once again, so let's do this little thing where we cut this to the beginning.
Yeah.
Our giveaway.
Yes, this is the last week for our giveaway.
Last week for our giveaway. We are giving away some audio equipment from Allen Ed's Escondido.
Yep.
So go to our websites, purchase stuff. What are we doing that? We're doing that like the... What day are we doing that?
So this comes out... What is... Oh, the 27th. So this comes out the 30th. So maybe we'll go through the first, maybe like Wednesday, Thursday, the 1st and 2nd. Maybe we'll do it one of those 2 days.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Sounds good. So we'll do that. And let's take a quick second to thank everybody who's given us stuff over this past year.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you to Chris from Allen Ed's, Sean Rose Metalworks.
Oh yeah. Yep.
That was a huge one. That was a giving huge away thing. That welder. So yep. big thank you to him. Who else helped us out this year?
I think that was it.
I think, oh, really? That, yeah. Yeah
I think it was just our giveaways. You know, we had this grand yeah. plan for these giveaways, and it's not that, I don't want to say they haven't fizzled out there, but they're just a consistent thing.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So big thank you to those guys. Hopefully, maybe we can talk to Sean. That'll be one of the people we talk to out there.
That's one of the goals.
That's it. All right.
Cool. We have so a couple goals. We have a fun goal, and I'm not going to say it yet because I need to make sure it can happen. But
okay.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, we got to do some guest stuff pretty soon.
Oh no, we definitely will. It's like the guest things are going to happen when I'm out there. So when
or
I have
I'm,
to bring,
I'm out your way.
But yeah, but so there's no reason like, for you to come out here until LST. So like, I'm going to try, I have to be out there. Like I had to bring my Tacoma out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to come out. I want it. So Grand National Road Show is the end of January.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to try to come out for not just that, but there's a few people coming out for that. No, not Tacoma.
Oh.
Tacoma should, well, hopefully I'll be already out
before.
There.
Before. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, but I want to come out there and do some guest episodes around that time.
Okay, cool.
So.
Right on. Well, sounds good. We'll plan it out. We'll talk post-pod.
We'll talk post-pod.
Bye.
Later.
Later.